Bandhu asks a question which I'll generalize. He's saying, if you're dissatisfied with yourself, how do you know whether it's Krishna who's dissatisfied with you or it's your false ego? And I'm sort of expanding that question on its other aspect. How do you know that Krishna is, when you're feeling satisfied, how do you know that Krishna is satisfied with you? Or for that matter, when you have any type of subjective feeling or emotion, how do you know that it's correct, that it's Krishna conscious, or it's a fabrication of the false ego, the mind, and so on? If we start from the top, a advanced devotee, a realized soul, he is directly in contact with Krishna. Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Those who are absorbed in priti, who worship Krishna with love, didami buddhi yogam tvam. He's directing their intelligence. In this case, intelligence doesn't just mean that their intellectual capacity, but their emotional state, everything is connected to Krishna, and what Krishna feels, devotees feel, what Krishna thinks, devotees think, so they know what it is that Krishna wants. And in this advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, a devotee is himself, herself, the barometer of what's right and what's wrong. He knows what's right and what's wrong because Krishna directly communicates to him this concept of right and wrong. There is a less realized stage of this dadami buddhi yogam tvam, and that is when devotees have really assimilated Krishna consciousness to such a depth that they, in all circumstances, immediately know what Krishna's desire, namely scripture and other precedent of acharyas and spiritual masters, what he deems to actually be right and wrong. He's not necessarily directly in contact with the Lord, but he's definitely in contact with the Lord's instructions, with Shastra. And on the basis of that, he evaluates whether feelings, moods, thoughts, actions are in line with Krishna's or not. That is also a advanced devotee, although he may not be that advanced. An example that comes to mind is when once a newspaper reporter in the presence of Prabhupada's disciples were asking about how it is, does Prabhupada speak with Krishna? And in terms of, does he know what Krishna wants him to do? And a devotee sort of cut in and says that Krishna actually gives Prabhupada the intelligence. He gives a devotee the intelligence what to do, and then with that intelligence, a devotee follows Krishna's will. And whereas on one level that was correct, Srila Prabhupada objected to that answer, and he wanted to present a higher conception, a higher vision. And that higher vision was that he said, no, Krishna speaks to me directly. And in another place where Srila Prabhupada said that when he's writing his books, Krishna comes and sits down beside him. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to emphasize that, well, one thing is, dadami buddhi, that Krishna gives you the intelligence to try to figure out what it is that he wants, and the other is when he's speaking to you straight. And to Srila Prabhupada, Krishna was speaking directly, so Srila Prabhupada pointed out that that was his level of spiritual advancement. And he, in that case, publicly corrected the devotee. It's a
It's a conversation that I think many devotees well know, because it's so important. It's such an important thing. So, tadami buddhi yogam tvam. But until we're either one or the other, until we've completely assimilated the teachings of Shastra, or until we've actually come directly in contact with Krishna, we can't really directly have immediate faith in what we're thinking and feeling. We have to correlate and check everything with Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. And that way we will know whether it's our ego or whether it's actually the right thing to do, the Krishna conscious thing to do, the Krishna conscious thing to think and say. For instance, if you know you want to know something in terms of law, what's going on in some type of legal case, you have to consult a lawyer, and based on that you know how to act. On the other hand, someone who's really assimilated law, like a judge, he, without even consulting law books, he can make a decision because he is actually law books personified, or should be law books personified. So that's the advanced stage of knowing and assimilating scripture, and this is why it's very important for devotees to regularly study books. We're not just talking about reading some books so that you become knowledgeable in some type of theological field, but so that we can actually base our entire life around Shastra, Shastra Chakshus, Shastra Vidimutsrija, so that everything that we do is actually confirmed and based by Scripture. If we don't come to that stage of conducting ourselves and living like that, then it's going to be very hard for us to come to a fully Krishna conscious stage of life. So, Bhagavatam uses this phrase, Jainatma Supersedati, is that repeatedly, one who actually satisfied, or because it's pleasing to the self, devotional service is pleasing to the self. What does self mean? Atma, to the soul. Not to the body, not to the senses, not to the mind. So we see conditioned souls. What is the happiness and the satisfaction of a pig? What is the satisfaction of a hedonist? What is the satisfaction of someone who's addicted to sex life? What is the satisfaction of someone who's addicted to violence? These are all actually different forms of suffering. They're not atma supersedati. So until we actually become free from the jaundiced attachment to sense gratification and have our senses, Rishikena Rishikesha, purified, our mind and our hearts purified, then we cannot fully trust in our own intuition, in our own feelings and thoughts. But when one becomes fully purified and is either, number one, really assimilated the laws of the Lord, or number two, is directly in contact with Krishna, as in the example of Srila Prabhupada, then you can assume that you will know that what you're thinking and feeling is directly the happiness and pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna.